Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.903 here on The Bench. Lance, Dell, Tyler with you.
This is my, of the Gambino stuff, this is the Bench.
The earlier stuff?
No, I mean, this is the second one, not the one with Firefly. That was good, too.
I forgot which album this is on.
Which one is this one?
I don't
it's
remember.
The one. It's
because the Internet.
Because the Internet, yeah.
Yeah, that's his.
That's my favorite one.
The one before he went to the soul, the R&B and soul stuff?
The terrible one.
Oh, excuse
me. I call it the terrible one.
Okay.
Wow.
And then he had the most recent one, which didn't have names for the tracks. It had, like, numbers.
Yeah. 3/15, 2020.
Yeah, he stopped trying. He's like, I don't even want this to sell.
Well, he's got to make a TV show.
He's like, I don't even want this to even sell. I thought of by the way, speaking of I don't want it to sell, I thought of a situation with Deshaun Watson that's not sports. This has happened before. When Deshaun got his money and he still, people make the comment that why isn't he getting out and why is this, that, and the other. So I thought of another situation where, you know, and in music, it's Suge Knight pushing people around. You had Ice Cube trying to get out of his contract with Jerry Heller and, you know, or trying to prevent Jerry from doing a deal and all that stuff when it was Eazy-E and NWA. I've seen this before with Deshaun Watson. It's happened in the music business. Can you remember somebody who was so disappointed with their situation and their contract or their where they were that they wanted to get out but they couldn't, so they made a change? So they did something unique.
Go on.
I remember the situation from a movie.
R&B, rock, he did it all. He's not with us anymore.
What, you think Deshaun's going to change his name? To a symbol?
We saw it with Prince. Mm. Prince was so mad at, I want to say it was Warner Brothers, that they basically went full symbol on him, that he said, okay, you know what? If I can't get out of this, you can't use my name. I'm changing my name to Symbol. Because when he got out of that contract, he went back to Prince. So he just did that symbol because he was pissed off with being with in the contract he was in. So this has happened before. Now, they didn't let him out. They said, no, you've got to do this. So can Deshaun Watson change his name to something horrific like Dookie McBooty Stains? And then you say, God, we can't even sell these jerseys. Like, change my name. You cannot.
An official name.
So I've got to have McBooty Stains on the back of a jersey. Who's going to buy a jersey where, I mean, actually it's America, so a lot of
people would buy the jersey.
But at least in theory, you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say McBooty Stains is something you want to wear on you.
Because the Texans will continue to.
Because then they have to talk about it, and then announcers have to say, well, so one of the things that Dookie's doing here. You know, and they're not going to get the good broadcast.
They just call
team.
Them four.
So it's going to be like Steve DeBerg or whoever. Rich Gannon's going to be, you know, Dookie right here is not doing a good job of keeping the, you know, Mark Vandermeer. Touchdown, Dookie McBooty Stains, 5 yards.
I think they'll just
Duke and roll.
I think they'll just go to four. I think they'll just call him four.
Don't give him an out.
No.
Change the name to something so horrific that no one will want to say it, and that's how you keep the Texans from even playing you. That's it. John's whole thing about say something bad about Cal and you can get out. No, Cal's not going to know. He won't. Unless somebody tells Cal, he's not going to know.
Well, he'll, someone will tell him.
That man said a bad thing about you.
Say something about Caserio, Easterby, and Cal. Those, that's the triumvirate you have to attack. So you think Deshaun, who you know has a brand he's trying to protect by not ripping the ownership group, is going to change his name to something that has something to do with feces, and he's going to leave? How about you just put feces on the back of your jersey? How about his first name is Runny?
Yeah, but then no, they'll try to change it to Fecus. No. Like they'll change they'll change the pronunciation on TV. You can't get away from McBooty stains.
He should change his number to the poop emoji.
You can't put
poop. Oh, what about that?
You can't put the emoji
as
a number.
If he's being a symbol, I don't think he wants to be poop. Eggplant emoji. What about eggplant
if he doesn't
emoji?
Want to be poop, why would he change his name to Dookie McBooty stains?
Well, because they have to say that out loud.
You can't, on a broadcast, not talk about.
It would be easy to not say poop emoji.
Well, you can't put poop emoji on your as your number.
It's no.
Not allowed.
But well, you can change you your name to a symbol. Can you just change emoji? It to eggplant emoji? Because his brand probably doesn't want to be a poop emoji.
I don't think you're allowed
fair,
to use
But eggplant emoji?
Can you use an emoji for your name?
It's what's the difference between that and a symbol?
What was Prince's symbol?
It was made up.
They didn't say they didn't have a name for the
they
symbol.
Called him the artist
formerly known as
so
Prince.
They would say the quarterback formerly known as Deshaun Watson.
If he just uses a symbol, he'll just be called the quarterback formerly known as Deshaun Watson.
Okay, then go with eggplant emoji and make them say the quarterback formerly known as Deshaun Watson.
Or if
you can't call
he would have to legally change
his Clay
name.
For a brief time they did after he changed to Muhammad Ali, but people eventually said Muhammad Ali. People eventually said Ocho Cinco.
Well, that's
don't
his,
act like this has never happened.
I'm not suggesting it couldn't occur, but you wouldn't use a symbol as your name. He'd have to go with your initial approach, Dookie McBooty Stains. That would have to
I'm here for that also.
That would be the way he would have to go. Hey, you guys keep me on this roster just from now on. You know, your jerseys those that you're selling will have to say four McBooty Stains on the top.
Yeah. Like, y'all want to sell McBooty Stains? And the Texans would be like, that's not – or do something that doesn't
– Well, what did they do whenever
– What if he changed his name to Mr. Satan? And that's probably – and Deshaun is a Christian, so it's probably not going to be up there. But do you think Jack and Cal would want to sell something that says Satan?
What about
– Number four?
What if he used a
first – For Satan?
What if he goes, I'm changing my name? I'm like, oh, no, what are you doing? My first name's Harry. Okay, that's normal. Harry Dingleberries.
I mean, like I said, they'll say, no, it's not. You go immediately to Social Security and you change it. Because you can always flip it back.
Well, I don't remember being intently watching games whenever Chad Johnson was with the Bengals.
They called him Ocho Cinco,
but did they ever say the wide receiver formerly known as Chad
No, they
Johnson?
Were good with Ocho Cinco. Like if Deshaun changed his name to Four, they would call him Four. If he changed his name to McBooty Stains, it's going to be – that's going to take a lot of production.
And this is all so the Texans – feel the need to trade him because they can't sell jerseys. They refuse to sell jerseys with McBooty Stains on the back.
Satan McBooty Stains. That gets him out of here. No questions asked. Jack's not going to have somebody in the building named Satan, number one. Number two, they can't sell McBooty Stains. Or if they do, that's really a huge embarrassment to have a bunch of people running around with, well, he could just go Texans R. Dookie. He could go, his last name's R. Texans are Dookie. And you have people running around with shirts that say Texans are Dookie?
Do you think
that the Texans want to sell you can't. That's my old likeness. You can't sell that.
I think the problem is his name probably means a great deal to him. I don't think he wants to shame his family with that name.
Do you know what Prince's name was?
No. But
you're
Prince
not
is,
a real
pr-
one. Prince,
is
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Prince is different. And I don't think Deshaun wants to put his legacy, part of his legacy and his family's legacy. Like, in the interim, when he was trying to get out of Houston, he changed his name to Harry Dingleberries. I don't think that's the name he wants to put on his family. I don't see your name, your approach, I commend it. I just think there's no shot. The name, his name probably
well, then
a
he
great
can stay here with the Texans forever.
Well,
then good. Can't wait to watch Deshaun Watson next year. If he wants to really get out, there's going to be some strict.
Why can't he just?
It worked. Well, I don't know that it worked for Prince. I think he had to.
No.
I think
why can't he just be Deshaun McBooty Stains? Why did he have to change his first name?
Because then they'll just say Deshaun.
Well, the jerseys will still say McBooty Stains on the back.
No, nah, the Texans will put Deshaun.
No, they won't. You
don't
can't,
give him a chance to
you
back
can't put
out.
Your first whose jersey in the NFL has their first name on it? It would be his last name. They wouldn't put Deshaun. It'd be McBooty
Stains. The league
Stains.
Would they'd go to the league and say, "Can we do this? Can we just say Deshaun?" The league would say, "Yes, we don't want McBooty Stains."
Oh, this well, they would do it without asking him, and then that would make him even more mad.
You could, and like I said, if he goes to Satan McBooty Stains, they got to choose between the two, and then they could say, "Well, we could call him Satan," and like it doesn't matter. It's spelled S-A-T-A-N.
No, he would tell people, "Call me Satan."
Yeah,
he'd let it be known. I think it's a long shot. That's all I'm gonna say.
It's a long shot, but it's a winning combination. It's a winning formula. Get out of here. Call yourself.
You think
Dookie
he wants
McBooty Stains? Because you can't put Dookie, and you can't put
you
McBooty
want that on
Stains.
Your ID. When he's showing people, when he's going to the bank,
I mean, you deal with it for half a year until you get out of Houston.
Do you want out or not?
It's unlikely he writes checks. I mean, his cards have to be
highly
changed.
Unlikely he writes checks.
He doesn't probably go to the bank, so he doesn't have to show
his
ID.
Go with his old Deshaun Watson. He didn't have to say anything.
Are you sure?
Well, if the you bank, legally yeah. change your name, you got to change it on your ID.
On everything.
Yeah, but your cards are going to keep coming in with the same Deshaun Watson.
Then they're not valid anymore.
Yeah.
No one's checking the name on the card.
No, but
just Venmo stuff. Get Quincy Avery to buy stuff for you and then pay him back. Venmo.
Okay. I'm sure. Look, I like your thought.
Hey, David Mulligetta, get at your boy. I got some other. I'll do some consulting work. $10,000.
You'd be a great brand manager. You know, when I'm looking to change my brand,
well,
you'd be great at it.
This is the anti-Brandy. Let's be honest here. I'm not trying to help him, although it would sell tickets. I mean, it would sell.
It would probably sell.
It would sell jerseys.
So when some jerseys for
so
sure.
From around
one,
the league, people would
buy
McBooty Stains.
I'm not a jersey guy, but I would buy
and
a
McBooty
Stains.
They'd be changing
Stain
the number
jersey.
To.
So when he is in commercials and they put like the bio, will he be called Dookie McBooty Stains when he's NFL
quarterback formerly known as Dookie McBooty Stains?
So
whenever
how's that
going to
work?
Back?
When he's in a cola, when he's in a chips commercial, NFL quarterback Dookie McBooty Stains because
no,
they put that on
give them permission to use. Hey, didn't you used to be Deshaun Watson? I still am in a way. Like he could say that. I'm for your Houston Texans. Because he always says Texans. He doesn't say Texans. So he could say, yes, I used to be. And now I'm something else. But I'm still that guy that loves to eat wings or whatever his
Buffalo
commercial
Wild Wings, whatever it
yeah,
be.
Yeah, steaks. Whatever it is. Just think about it.
Okay, I'm thinking about it.
That way the organization's like, God, checkmate. He won.
I just want Adam Schefter to announce the trade. Dookie McBooty Stains has been traded to the Jets.
In a rare trade, Dookie McBooty Stains has gone from the Texans to the Dolphins.
For three first-round picks.
The Texans get Tua and three first-round picks
and
Christian Wilkins.
And the Dolphins get the quarterback, their first franchise quarterback since Dan Marino. Dookie McBooty Stains
McBooty
changes
Stains.
The projection for the Dolphins.
And there is words coming down. Sources tell us his name will be changed shortly.
But right now,
McBooty Stains.
But for right now, Dookie McBooty Stains is a Dolphin.
We traded Dookie? Huh? What's that? I didn't think you could trade a Dookie.
This is what you get when John's on birthday vacation.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.919 here on The Bench, Lance Zierlein, Del Olale, Tyler. See, I got some food calls. Some of the things you may or may not have picked up on. We've got the first one is just real quick. James Harden already got into it with a teammate, and you'll never believe what it was about. James was upset with someone's defense. That's a new James Harden. Okay, it happened 2 games ago, but this new James Harden cares a lot about defense and is willing to confront his teammates over it. That's number one. Jamie Roots, president of the Houston Texans since their inception, resigned yesterday. He just said he's going to move on to some new challenges. Yes, the timing is such that If what you're thinking is the case, I would say it probably is the case, that it's tied to what has taken place in this offseason. And this was inevitable. The bloodletting was going to come. Amy Palchik gone, we know, although that was Jamie that did that, I guess. Jamie gone. You got rid of the dreaded equipment manager who was such a big problem, Mike Parsons, that players like, but apparently was a huge problem. Couldn't be trusted, I suppose. Member of four members of his staff, some members of security, a lot of different, Doug West, who had been there for 14 years, who was in charge of special events and things like that, just to complete, get these guys out and get some people in who are going to be beholden to you and guys who are going to have to do, you know, what you say because you got them the job. It's textbook stuff, really. So no reason to believe that this isn't going to be a rock-solid organization for years to come.
We started this show with you believing that now, if Jack's on the business side,
bring this up again.
He'll be less likely to be involved in football. And I ask you again, why do you believe that when your initial thought was with Caserio in the building, maybe a football guy's running things, we'll be okay. And then you hear weeks later that Jack is calling agents on back for football-type deals. So I'm not going to call the man a virus, but if we're going to be negative, a virus permeates everything. He is a guy who has his fingers in everything, and Jamie Root's no longer being here doesn't mean Jack will just move over to business. In fact, the likelihood is he'll hire one of his people to be there, so he'll have a loyalist there, and Jack could be a floater. He can just be doing things to make the entire organization better. Football, business, socially. Why don't we call it the Easter Bees from now on? Okay. The Houston Easter Bees. Let's be clear. We know who runs this thing.
Houston Bees does have a ring.
Yeah, the Houston Bees.
The Houston Bees has a ring.
And like, instead of
it's more than booties.
And we'll honor his past. So instead of the logo being that generic horn, we'll just have that cul-de-sac that he had when he was talking about crip walking. Oh, that'll be the new logo.
I got a new logo. I'll show it to you, but it's basically Jesus's face with the crown of thorns, and it's in Texans colors
and a blue bandana because he's a crip.
No, it's blue. It's like the Texans logo where it's part blue, part red, white down the middle, but it's just Jesus's face.
I think you have to be.
I don't know if that's blasphemous or not.
Probably blasphemous.
Yeah, that's if you do something blasphemous, that could. But see, Deshaun is a Christian guy, so I don't think he's not going to get involved in.
So he's not going to use Satan or Lucifer.
No.
As his new name.
What if Deshaun Watson changed his name to Deshaun X? Then all the fans could throw up the X symbol in support. I mean, it's a thought. It's a thought. We'll see if that Lucifer Beelzebub is not going to get him traded immediately because he can't do that. It's just too much. Maybe he could start wearing Dallas Cowboys jersey to camp. That would catch some. That would create some intrigue.
He would catch strays from the fan base, though, too. He doesn't want to alienate himself from them.
Just order my McBooty Stains jersey in blood red. It is blood red, right? Or is it?
It's battle red.
Battle red, yeah.
Yes.
It's blood red.
Not the blood of Christ either.
No. This is what nobody's talking about. Future money is one thing, but giving back the bonus money is where it will sting. Giving back the bonus money is one of the reasons why the Texans may not make a deal, is because if they're going to pay that money to you, they're going to make you play, and if you're not going to play, they're going to go get that money. It's going to be one or the other. That's an underrated thing to keep an eye on in that one. The national anthem is going to be played now at the Dallas Stars came out and said, we're going to keep playing the national anthem.
Did anyone ask them if they were going to play it or not? Like, did anyone step? All this. Look.
Well, maybe through Twitter.
I'd like to.
Your turn next, Stars. That might have happened.
Maybe, but the Dallas Stars had, you know, the NHL season, despite us not acknowledging it, but who cares? NHL season had been ongoing, and the Stars had played the national anthem. Did anyone reasonably believe that? Because the Mavericks thing became a story, that the Stars were going to stop playing it?
Well, Mavericks haven't been playing the national anthem. It just became a story, I guess, where they weren't playing it before the game. And the NBA came out and said, yeah, you're playing it. you're going to follow the rules of everyone else.
Yeah, the Rangers and the Stars, the other Metroplex teams, have said, we're going to play the national anthem.
Maybe that was in question for people who are in Dallas.
Why?
Maybe people
Why?
Said, are you going to, maybe they were mad and said, are you going to stop this too?
Like, no, I would, if I was the Stars, but I'm a person who would use some common sense, I'd say, we've been playing the national anthem since the season started. We're not going to stop because Mark Cuban had made it public that he's not. Why will we stop if we're already doing it? We had every opportunity not to play it. It's it's grandstanding. It's hey, look at us. We're very patriotic. We would never stop.
Well, grandstanding on Twitter happens a lot.
Even and certainly by organizations. This is a statement from the Stars. The playing of the national anthem is a time-honored tradition, and the Stars will continue to perform the Star-Spangled Banner prior to our games at American Airlines Center as the only national hockey team in Texas. Hockey League team in Texas. We are proud to represent our state and our country. No one seriously thought you weren't going to play it. You were playing it already. Man, get out of here with your trash virtue signaling, Stars. Calm down. The Rangers have done it too. Stop it. No one thought you
were.
What
are you upset about people just showing how
it's patriotic they are? Because it's fake.
It's not fake.
It's fake.
You don't know what's in their hearts.
It is fake because you had already been playing it. No one seriously thought that now that the Mavericks had made it public that they weren't, you were going to stop. You were playing it.
Can you just say thank you and thank quit you. Going on and on
why,
about that?
Why would I thank
just
them?
Just tell the Mavericks thank you whoever. The Stars.
I'm not going to thank them for being phony about stuff.
Just tell them thank you and that's it.
Yeah,
move along.
I'm sure there was an outcry.
Move it.
The Stars, who are continuing to play the national anthem, they better not stop. What?
That's what happened. See, there is no football now. There is no basketball.
There's basketball.
Today. Well, not today.
The Rockets play the Heat tonight. Kevin Porter in his first G League game went off for 24. You don't want to talk about
Kevin Porter
Jr.
coming up?
No, he's still a real grandpa.
Is Christian Wood coming back?
He's still injured.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure John Wall or Oladipo will play tonight. Who knows?
I think, what are the Heat favored by?
Are they even favored? The Heat haven't been, they've won 3 in a row, but they're only 10-14. They haven't played well.
Rockets are not going to be a favorite right
you
now.
You sure?
Heat. Oh, 100%. Who the hell's even playing for the Rockets?
Well, that's the thing. You never
They
know.
Should. Now, right now, you didn't play yesterday, so everybody other than Christian Wood should be available. But with the Rockets, I just don't know anymore. Like, you don't know who's going to be available at any time. That's the big
they've
concern.
Had a day off. Oladipo didn't play in the last one. Eric Gordon didn't play in the last one. It feels like an opportunity for, you know, their roster that can
Pull
be active
right
to play.
You might have to wait. No, here it is. Rockets are a 2-point dog at home.
Okay.
Small. I guess load up the house on the Heat.
What is this? Listen to this.
What this? This is just a bumper song, Del.
What's wrong with
just
bumper
a random
song?
Bumper
just
song?
Just, a bumper,
just like
a random
it was random
song.
That we were talking about Pornhub and you played Beat It. It was that random too.
It just fires random. Off. It's like a
that,
shuffle in
that's
there.
That's Spotify's algorithm.
Sure it is.
It's Spotify's algorithm. Yeah, you're the one that started on Spotify's algorithm because you used to play it too.
I don't play anything he
tells you to play at 9:58.
I just don't like fakeness. The Stars, get your fake ass out of my face. That's all I'm saying. Look, I don't like fake ass. I don't like the Stars being fake. That's all I'm saying.
But they're two separate things.
True.
I don't.
Look, play the national anthem. You're well within your rights as a private company. But don't pretend like.
And play with what God gave.
Sure. Sure. I mean, a woman can do what they or a man can do what they choose to enhance themselves. I'm just not a fan of it. That's all.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of this song either. It's terrible.
This song is not terrible. This song.
Is it on your. Do you play it in your car?
It doesn't come. I just put it on.
On
shuffle.
Okay, and it never comes up.
It doesn't come up on shuffle.
Well, don't you have an
album? I heard All My Exes Live in Texas the other day on my shuffle.
Don't you. Well, you like that song.
Kind of the same.
Well, don't
Short
you.
Straight.
Don't you think if you like this song and you played it enough, you could always star it so it showed up more?
I don't star stuff. I like to be. I'm for equality of all songs.
A quality for
see,
all songs.
I don't see.
You don't see.
I
what?
Don't see genre.
You don't see lyrics.
I don't see genre.
He's spontaneous with his music.
Yeah.
Normally,
I don't see
people
genre.
Who like music will make sure they hear the music
shout out
they like
the USA,
over and
Tyler.
Over again.
I don't
big,
see genre.
Big
I just
shout out to
I just
USA.
Listen to all music.
You know
I don't
what?
See genre.
I hope the Stars replace the national anthem with this song. Now, if you want to make some news, say We're so patriotic, we're going to play this song every day.
Anti-anthem, but we're still pro-USA.
Yes, exactly. That is what this song says.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Shout out to Tom and Tom's here in the Galleria coffee shop downstairs from us. West Alabama, 5353 West Alabama. Sending us some food up here for the people who work in the offices. You guys can run by and get really cool coffee shop and really cool, great menu. They got the breakfast stuff that they sent up, but their lunch stuff is really, you've had some, Tyler.
Actually, I haven't yet.
You haven't?
I've been meaning to try it, just haven't been able to get down there during lunch.
John now orders online and waits. He sets it up for the time he's off the show, picks it up and goes and golfs and whatever. John's going to be gone today and tomorrow. So have you guys heard that when you get the vaccine, you get sick? Like a lot of people get sick.
I heard you turned gay.
Yeah. Where did you see that?
Just different reports I've seen. Not necessarily in this country, but I've heard from, it was in Russia, but I've heard that the COVID vaccine turns you gay. So if you get the
COVID vaccine, does that?
Reports from outside this country, COVID vaccine will turn you gay.
Did you see that on Gina Carano's Instagram story?
No, we're saving that for the 10 o'clock hour. No. Iran cleric claims COVID vaccine turns people into homosexuals.
Huh.
I've heard about that.
That's something that the mainstream media is not covering right now.
Well, they always hide the big stories.
I've not heard.
Do you think that's why, do you think some of these people who got the coronavirus vaccine are now deceased because they could no longer live with themselves for being gay?
You sure you want to go down one of his rabbit holes?
Speaking of Gina Carano,
this is a snare.
Do you want your own version of that?
This is a snare. Don't fall into his rabbit snares. I've said this before. He tries to trap you, and John somehow just plows through them. They don't really affect him.
I'm just hypothesizing. We're snowballing.
Yeah, I got you. I just letting you know, Dell likes to set up dangerous.
This wasn't even a setup for anyone to chime in and get trapped. I was just telling you, I hadn't heard about people getting sick.
You haven't?
I had heard the more prominent information is people turn gay.
That I don't think is accurate. I think you're getting bad info. You haven't heard about people getting sick?
Well, it's a vaccine that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's kind of what
it can
does.
Be a little. It is what it is. Take it and get it and just deal with, you know, not feeling well and then you're good. But, or whatever you want to do. But
this vaccine, the way it's different, it's not injecting you with the virus.
No.
It's injecting you
those
with
are the messengers.
The messengers
mRNAs.
To tell you how to fight, to tell your body how to fight the
but
virus.
But I talked to a nurse who said, no, that's a real deal. Some don't, but some do.
Interesting.
Feel exactly like, especially if you've had the antibodies.
Yeah.
Because then it thinks then it's like fighting
double
it.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't care. As long as I don't have that crap again. That was horrible. My dad's dealing with it right now, and it is rough. Got to check in on him later, but he's got his coaching clinic coming up. And they're supposed to do it virtually with Zoom, but I think my brother's going to have to take over it because my dad is just like, I kept telling him, my dad said, no, I don't have a fever. You know, I didn't either. Trust me, everything that you're telling me, it sounds exactly like you've got it. Took a test and ended up he had it. So hopefully he'll do okay, and hopefully my mom will, because she said, well, he coughed all over me, but I don't feel it. I'm not coughing yet, and I don't have a fever. I'm like, it's not the cough and the fever thing anymore.
It's not always that.
It's a lot of, if you feel like you've got a head cold and you're exhausted, you probably have it.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have it. 937 here on the show, 713-780-3776. Let's get Greg in here. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, thanks for taking the call. Hey, I wanted to ask about the Dolphins' offensive coordinator position with Godsey and Studsville, and like and how that relates to not only game flow and calling the plays, but also in the development of Tua. I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
The Dolphins haven't told anyone who will actually be calling a play.
No, they came out and named him.
No, who's calling the
plays. But they came out and named him co-offense coordinators.
Yeah, those guys got an opportunity at the Senior Bowl, and apparently it worked out well enough where they felt like the in-house options were better. They also hired Charlie Fry, who was a college coordinator who worked with Tua while Tua was in high school. Not for a lot of time. It was limited time. I think it was around the Elite 11 stuff or whatever. So I don't know how game flow will be because the Dolphins at times have had guys who are specific to calling plays in the red zone because they had a couple years ago, they had a guy who was only, not his only job, but his big job was getting plays in for red zone opportunities. So Brian Flores, their head coach, believes in a collaborative effort. So you might see an thing where one guy's a run game coordinator, one guy's a pass game coordinator, they hand over play calling to one of them. But then in certain situations, like on third down or red zone, they might hand over it. They might hand the play calling stuff over to another guy because they feel like he's best suited for that. So that is something they have to figure out. But until they name a play caller, I don't know what to expect.
I can't stand the idea of to me, you have to establish a pecking order and go. You remember when there used to be a, I know Arizona tried it years ago. Arizona State had it, but the idea of the dual quarterbacks. I think Oregon was doing it for a while, and I'm talking about early 2000s, but
we know Steve Spurrier was a guy who did it quite a bit. He would do it from play to play.
Who was it that leaped over? There was somebody who leaped over. I remember he was like the ESPN Player of the Year. He got flipped. It was an Arizona quarterback.
It was Ortiz Jenkins.
Ortiz Jenkins, yeah.
It was him and Kevin. I don't know the other quarterback's name, but I know. It
but
was
remember, the, they used to do that. Yeah, that's just such a bad idea to have. Dual running backs, I get. Dual quarterbacks is the dumbest idea of all time.
That year worked out for him because if UCLA hadn't got beaten by Miami, UCLA would have went to the national title game and Arizona would have gone to the Rose Bowl. They were that good, but they fell down the pecking order. But I've seen it happen. It's easier in the college system. I mean, we saw Florida do it with Tim Tebow and Chris Leak. Tim Tebow had a special package of plays. We saw, like I said, Spurrier would run Noah Brindice and Doug Johnson and Jesse Palmer in play after play.
Yeah, I know. That was ridiculous. That is, you can't get in a rhythm. And same thing with a play caller. Like, obviously, one guy's going to be the primary play caller. But I think that goes for any team. When Bill O'Brien was jumping in on Tim Kelly stuff and, you know, oh, George Godsey is going to call plays. No, he's not. Okay, well, if Godsey wasn't capable of calling plays then, you shouldn't have. I get that when you jump in, but this can't be a thing like, you know, O'Brien flip-flopping his quarterbacks. He was clearly a guy. That's a sign of how impulsive he was. When you're impulsive enough to you say this is what you're going to do, and then you get out of it, whether it's quarterback, he wanted to sit Deshaun Watson for a little bit. He did that for one half, impulsive. You got mad at because you didn't like, you know, you didn't like South Carolina.
The quarterback?
No. Your defensive end. I'm so tired.
Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah, Jadeveon. God bless. You don't like Clowney, so you just, because there's no GM there, you just get impulsive and ship him out for a third. Wasn't the best deal you could have found. Wasn't the best deal you could have found for D-Hop. You're impulsive. He's an impulsive person. And impulsive people, that doesn't work that often in professional sports. You have to be measured. Maybe if you're impulsive for a player, it leads to, you know, technical fouls or personal fouls or whatever the case may be. But it doesn't mean it's the end of the, you know, that it's the end for you. What it does mean is that, you know, you, if you're not impulsive, you're more likely to withstand adversity. Impulsive players and impulsive, more importantly, impulsive owners, GMs, things like that, they're going to be the ones that flip coaches all the time, flip quarterbacks. Of course, there's a difference between being impulsive and just being smart. Like when Arizona had Josh Rosen, I think they realized right away, oh, this is a terrible mistake. And same thing with Steve Wilkes. Oh, this is not good. But if they get away from Cliff Kingsbury quickly,
it's going to look like that again, where, oh, there's that impulsive Arizona team.
Well, when you hire Cliff Kingsbury, you're doing it because, and they, it was kind of laid out. They did it because they liked his offense. They liked the quarterback who was going to be drafted that would figure
was
into
he,
the
was
offense.
Was he signed because they were going to draft?
I think
was
so.
Was that answer, we are drafting Kyler Murray, so let's hire
Go
Cliff
get
Kingsbury?
A guy who the offense would be kind of modeled around Kyler, who's proven to run an offense that Kyler would be successful in. But Cliff Kingsbury as an actual coach, I don't know about the leader of men thing. I don't know how Cliff is as a leader, but part of the whole being a head coach thing is you have to be a leader. You have to be a guy who gets guys to play for. Cliff Kingsbury as a head coach, record-wise, has not been good.
No.
But he found, after having like a month as the USC offensive coordinator, Arizona hired him because of the quarterback who was coming. Let's say Kyler Murray wasn't the number one overall pick. I don't even remember who was drafted in that draft. The 2019 draft. Who else? What other quarterbacks were taken? Do you remember?
Yeah. The Kyler Murray draft?
Yeah.
It was...
What are the other prospects?
Oh, my gosh. The 19...
draft class.
Yeah, it's the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, right?
I thought Allen was 18. I'm looking it up right now. Let's say a different quarterback was selected.
Wait, who?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Who were the quarterbacks?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Haskins.
For the Giants?
Let's
Haskins
say Daniel
and
Jones.
Danny Dimes, yeah.
Let's say Daniel Jones was a prohibitive first overall pick and Arizona was taking him. Do they hire Cliff Kingsbury? Or let's say a quarterback wasn't even a. Let's say
I mean,
call, let's say
coming call, off of a losing record at Texas Tech.
Exactly. Let's say
that's the most unlikely hiring I've ever
let's
seen.
Let's say Kyler Murray.
Other than David Culley.
Yeah. Let's say Kyler Murray decide I'm going to play baseball. Does Cliff Kingsbury have the Arizona Cardinals job?
I mean, I felt like they were tied together. I felt like they had to be. Why else would you go at the. Literally a head coach with a losing record from Texas Tech. That's never a stepladder to success where you say, can we get a guy with the losing record?
Who had Pat Mahomes and couldn't win enough games to keep his job.
And Baker jetted on him?
Yeah. So you talk about reactionary. Everyone gets why they got away from Steve Wilkes and Josh Rosen. But the hiring of Cliff Kingsbury simply because Kyler Murray was available doesn't seem like a great process either. Now, Cliff, I'm assuming he impressed in the interviews. But you can't tell me his initial candidacy wasn't all about Kyler Murray being available. So what is Arizona's process? I think that process is still in question and how they do things.
Yeah, and the reason why it matters to me is I like studying this stuff. And, you know, at some point, for all the stuff we say about the Texans and all this, you have to hope that at some point you have to hope the Texans process gets flattened out and gets, you know, and is finally leveled off with Nick Caserio taking over and and doing things the way they're supposed to be done. At some point, that's really all we can hope for. It's 9:45. You know, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC has some new offers for you. I want you to pay close attention to this. I'm going to give you an example. This is one of the boldest moves I've seen. They've got the 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab AT4. It's an awesome truck right now. For well-qualified buyers, they're giving you 0% financing for 72 months. Now, think about this. It costs what it costs, right? There's no finance rate. You can hold it out over 6 years, 72 months, and you are going to get a truck that is phenomenal. The Sierra 1500 Crew Cab AT4 is an awesome truck, and its capability at its boldest. Make sure that you look at this vehicle and all the rest of the trucks and SUVs and crossovers that they have available. They're in Angleton. That's where you're going to save your money. But you can start the car buying experience and process online at LanceZCars.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yes,
9:49 here on the bench. My last segment. Dell and Nick will take it from here. Dell's got, you got some kind of little secret hidden story that you refuse, or some kind of secret Gina Carano thing that you're saving for the 10 o'clock hour. You have a new segment?
It's not a secret.
Is it a new segment?
The story is out, but I'd like not to. I have a 10 o'clock hour with myself and Nick because you've decided that you have stuff to do from 10 to 11. You can't finish out the show. Dude. That'll be the same case on Friday. So I have a segment I thought to bring to the table because, you know, I'm going to call it Fumbling the Bag. And Gina Carano is the first in a line. Well, she's not the first to do this, but she's the first person I'll talk about. And Nick and I will discuss, and I don't want to talk about it with you because I need to save some stuff for the Dell Hour.
That's understandable. And it's called Fumble the Bag.
She fumbled the bag.
So she's, okay, I can imagine what this segment means. I can understand what that means.
Uh-huh.
The bag is money.
Yes.
She's lost money.
She and not just lost money, she directly contributed to losing the money.
Where
she
else have you something. Seen this? Where else have you? Did Eric Bieniemy fumble the bag at Super Bowl?
Well, the bag had already been snatched away from him.
Okay.
Beforehand. I don't think the Super Bowl helped, but the bag had already been ripped away. And maybe,
well, give me an example of someone else who's fumbled the bag in sports or life. It doesn't matter.
Do you
have something?
They happen all the time, but now I have to think because the Carano thing is so prevalent in my mind right now. But
see, I thought AJ Terrell. So Christian Fulton, I thought, may have fumbled a bag at one point in the national championship.
By not playing well?
Yeah. That would be my example.
I understand, but fumbling is, in my context, is different. It's like Christian Fulton just got his ass beat. You mean, or AJ Terrell did by a
AJ
better
Terrell
AJ did. Terrell did by a better
Christian
player.
Christian did on one that was considered a push
off.
Yeah,
AJ Terrell got smacked.
Sean Wade.
Sean Wade, but
he fumbled the bag. Even playing football this year.
Sure. But that is him competing, and it's not self-inflicted if you're just not good enough. Gina Carano was in a spot where the bag was coming, and she just couldn't stop herself. That's fumbling the bag. Getting beat by Ja'Marr Chase, if you're AJ Terrell, ain't fumbling the bag. You're just getting your ass kicked by the Biletnikoff Award winner.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
You're just not the player that he is. Gina Carano,
sure.
Self-inflicted what she did. I mean, Ja'Marr Chase just took AJ Terrell behind the woodshed. That's all. That's different. That's just getting beat. You have to do something where the money, the bag is waiting for you, and you just can't stop yourself from screwing up. Like Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
He fumbled the bag. He was going to look.
That's a good. There you go.
That's a guy who had movie things lined up for him. I mean, a star. But he couldn't avoid going through Instagram and DMing about wanting to be a cannibal. He fumbled the bag. He should know better.
Ooh. So that would mean like there's other people like that who we can surely think
Giants
of athletes
kicker
or coaches.
Josh Brown. He fumbled the bag.
Well, who? Yeah, he couldn't keep his
who
hands
did?
Off. Josh Brown. He couldn't keep his hands off a significant other. That takes it to a different level.
Yeah.
But I'm really just talking
on the same level as Armie Hammer.
Sure, but Armie Hammer didn't. Physically, at least from what we can tell, didn't physically.
No, there's pictures out there. He did.
Now the coach from the Dolphins snorted cocaine and sent that's off his desk.
Oh, yeah,
and
then sent a Miami Dolphins.
And sent a video. That would be fumbling the bag. Except now,
you don't have to
lose.
You don't have
did
to
he
send
lose
the video.
His job there. He's
yes,
back
he
in the league.
He did lose his job to the Dolphins. I think.
Okay, that's fumbling the bag
because you didn't have to send a video. You should know better. You can't trust that woman to keep that private.
That's just something.
Your own coke and your. You're talking about your region.
You're literally at your desk
in Dolphins gear.
I can't wait to get back to Vegas and do these things to you.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, the bag just got fumbled.
He's a fumbler. He's like Tiny Hands Ricky Williams. He fumbles. What Tyler's bringing up, I don't like to put that in the category because it's you're committing violence.
You're committing the country music singer.
Morgan Wallen.
Wallen.
Yeah, that's
is that fumbling
one.
A bag?
Yes.
Sales sparked.
Yeah.
Spiked.
When you get dropped by your label, that's because you can't keep your mouth shut, you're fumbling the bag.
Yeah.
That's what that is. As far as Josh Brown and Armie Hammer, okay, you deserved it. You did some really awful things to people. That takes it to another level. Yeah, but they cost themselves, certainly. Jared Goff didn't fumble the bag. He just sucks at football right now.
No, he's still getting paid.
I got the tweet. And he's still getting paid.
He's still getting paid.
He didn't fumble the bag. No, someone tweeted us about Jared Goff.
If your money's taken away, that's fumbling a bag. And if somebody
Because you
loses a contract. Basketball.
Well, if you're bad at sports, most of those contracts are guaranteed. So you're not going to lose. You're not fumbling the bag.
Losing
there.
Sponsorships. Yeah, who's lost sponsorships recently? Oh, the Papa John's guy did fumble the bag.
He couldn't stop himself from saying things he didn't need to say. It's pretty simple. I mean, I'm explaining.
There's a lot more fumbling the bag.
Tiger
kind of
fumbled the bag.
Who?
Tiger.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, the Perkins Wedge thing.
And then he wanged the bag.
Oh, yes. Tiger couldn't stop himself. These self-inflicted wounds that
Tiger, what
have
that
nothing to do
bag?
With things you were, your,
I don't know,
your bag.
I just thought it should go in the bag.
Like, if you're getting a bag and you did things outside of why you're getting the bag to fumble it, that's what fumbling is.
Matt Lauer?
Yes.
Johnny Manziel.
Well, he was bad at football in the NFL. That's not fumbling. He
still
got paid.
Yeah, but it was self. No, he just
couldn't hear you. He just couldn't hear you.
Was he deaf? Does he complain about being deaf?
I got all this money in my ear.
Oh, he does. Yeah. He does the money phone thing.
No. I think Johnny was self inflicted.
Well, Johnny was never a.
It wasn't about his football play because he was too much of a pain in the ass to ever.
There was domestic violence stuff with him too.
Wasn't it later after we figured out he couldn't play quarterback?
I think
in the
that
NFL
was
anymore?
Yeah. I think that was Canadian Football League.
Yeah.
Johnny
was never a guy who was locked in. Who was never going to be a guy who was going to be strictly a football player. I think the Browns. You can actually blame the Browns for fumbling the bag for not noticing it. But yeah, Johnny, what was Johnny's pro potential going to be? Even if he was dedicated, he was small. Didn't particularly have a great arm, wasn't a guy who played in the offense that was conducive at the time.
Yeah,
the
but
NFL.
It was his other stuff that cost him
He
could have stuck around a little longer.
To be a backup, right?
Well, maybe, but it's money.
You think, yeah, I understand, but Johnny had a bag from being born, though.
Well, that's a different thing.
Yeah,
he needs his own. What about his own money?
Well, it is his money. You think his parents are really drawing the line? Look, Johnny, look. This isn't your money. This is ours.
I think it deserves a longer discussion. If you aren't good, yeah, if you fat physical, Johnny Manziel did all kinds of things to hurt his own chances. Manti Te'o didn't fumble the bag. He just had a fake girlfriend and a catfish girlfriend, and he just wasn't very fast as a linebacker.
Yeah.
I think he's actually still on the team.
He's right? still in the league. Yeah,
he's still playing somehow, some way. So
see,
he doesn't count. I don't know where he is now. He's a free agent, so he might not have played this past year. But
did O'Brien fumble the bag? Because he still got
his money, right? Fumbling the bag means you lose money.
Yeah, I mean, he's still got to pay out. Now he's got to go to this really plush rehab center called
Alabama Football
Offense.
Yeah. He gets to coach Alabama's great talent. He didn't fumble anything. So, I mean, I think the explanation can be and the definition can be debated. But Gina Carano, there's no debate about what she did. We'll get to that on the other side. Nick will join me because Lance, I guess he's trying to secure his bag in other revenue streams, so he has to leave. Because Lance is all about those M's. He's about doubling his M's, so he won't be around in the next hour. And John will be here on Friday, which is tomorrow. He's got a birthday to celebrate.
Yep, we'll try to call him.
I don't want to. Do we really want to talk to him?
Well, Side Chick Day is tomorrow, so
yes.
Freaky Deaky calls at 8:30, and we may actually have an opposing vantage point, which would be the first time in history.
A differing viewpoint, possibly, just from the other side of the aisle. We'll talk about what a side chick deserves as opposed to what Freaky Deaky thinks they get. So we'll talk about that on the other side. Tomorrow. But coming up, I don't know what to call it other than the Dell Hour, even though there's two other people. I'm not the conceited person that Lance is.
Just called it that.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I'm not that conceited. So it's in my mind, it's a Dell Hour.
Okay,
it's a Dookie McBooty Stains Hour.
But what we're gonna call is Dell and the Pips coming up with Tyler and
I don't like being called a Pip.
Well, you're one of the Pips.
I'm not a Pip.
Deal's conceited.
Dell and the Pips coming up next. Used to play the drums, never liked to know. Now LeBron didn't see the bigger
picture. Rap on my own beat, so my heart. This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.